Books on Tape presents The View from Castle Rock by Alice Munro. Read by Kimberly Farr. Foreword. About 10 or 12 years ago, I began to take more than a random interest in the history of one side of my family, whose name was Laidlaw. There was a good deal of information lying around about them. Really an unusual amount, considering that they were obscure and not prosperous, and living in the Ettrick Valley, which the Statistical Account of Scotland, 1799, describes as having no advantages. I lived in Scotland for a few months, close to the Ettrick Valley, so I was able to find their names in the local histories in the Selkirk and Galashiels public libraries, and to find out what James Hogg had to say about them in Blackwood's magazine. Hogg's mother was a Laidlaw, and he took Walter Scott to see her when Scott was collecting ballads for the minstrelsy of the Scottish border. She supplied some, though she later took offense at their being printed. And I was lucky in that every generation of our family seemed to produce somebody who went in for writing long, outspoken, sometimes outrageous letters and detailed recollections. Scotland was the country, remember, where John Knox had decided that every child should learn to read and write in some sort of village school so that everybody could read the Bible. It didn't stop there. I put all this material together over the years, and almost without my noticing what was happening, it began to shape itself, here and there, into something like stories. Some of the characters gave themselves to